you will be satisfied with a full life and with all that I do for you. You will enjoy the fullness of my salvation. You won't get cut off in no direction, no area of your life. Hallelujah. You live in the city you should live in. You work on the job you should work on. You'll marry the right person that you should marry. You'll go to the right church. You should go to the right church. You will do all the things. You'll own the property that you should own. You won't be somebody else's slave, but you will be the boss of your stuff. Did y'all hear me? Nobody won't be running you down, telling you what to do. You already got an instructor, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Whew. You know, time just get away so fast. Bear with me. Say, can we do this? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you with me now? Last two verses. Everything, this is 2 Peter 1 and 3. This is from the Amplified, not Amplified, Passion. 2 Peter 1 and 3. Everything you could ever need for life. Are you listening now? What are you looking for? Why are you here? Why are you existing? Why are you living on planet Earth? Are you looking for some way to kid yourself? Are you looking for some way to put yourself in a bad situation that you're so poor you can't pay attention? Are you looking to put yourself in a situation that everybody, that you just get beat up and cussed out all the time and dogged out? And that's what you're looking for? That's why you want, that's what you're looking for to live in? Be so sick you can't even breathe straight. Is that what you're looking for? So full of pain you don't know where your head from your, don't know your head from your feet. And that's what you're looking for in life? No. No sane minded person would even think like that. Everything we could ever need in life and complete devotion to God has already been deposited where? Say in us, in me. Say that, in me. It's in you. You born again? It's in you. And it's been done by his divine power. If you born again, it's already in you. And what you, how are you going to get this activated in this word, feed that word and ignite it with the word and the Holy Spirit? You ignite this with the word of God, the Holy Spirit, and let that word grow. Release it. It will grow you. It'll develop you. It'll raise you. It'll bring you to a place where can't nothing move you. For all of this, listen, all of this was, that means it's already been done. Not going to all of this, it's going to be done. All of this was lavished upon you through the rich experience of knowing him who has called us by name and invited us to come to him through a glorious manifestation of his goodness. It sure wasn't anything I did was good. It was a manifestation of his glorious goodness. His glorious manifestation of his goodness. I'm standing here and you're sitting there. And I come to him. Hallelujah. As a result of this, he has given you magnificent promises that are beyond all price. You can't put a price on it because it's beyond it. You can't buy this. You can't earn it. It's been given to you. Magnificent promise. beyond what? All price. For what reason? So that through this power of this tremendous promises, you can experience partnership. And I want to deal with that word partnership in a minute. With the divine nature, by which you have escaped the corruption, the corrupt desires that are in the world. See, the world wants to contaminate you, destroy you, and make you look like, since you claim to be God, and make you look like a fool. But we have experienced what? Partnership with Him through this divine nature. This Greek word, kenosia, means to participate. So you bear with me on my Greek pronunciation. To participate as a partner, but you listen to what I'm saying. To partake of, to be a companion with. You know what it means to partake? To be a companion with. My wife is a companion with me, and I'm a companion with her. We partake of things that none of the rest of you can partake of. You understand? So that's why He called you into His divine nature, so you can be a partaker and a companion with Him. Are you in the house? To have fellowship with the divine nature. This is one of the great mystery of our faith, that God shares His nature with us. We are given birth by the Holy Spirit to be God's true sons and daughters. And every father imparts his DNA in his nature of his children. Your children, my DNA been imparted to them. They are called who I am. They go by the same name. They act like me. They look like Coroner, because I imparted my DNA to them. God have imparted His DNA in you. Are y'all hearing me? I saw you hearing me. And His nature to His children.